Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Thursday the 10th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber and Thames. The general synopsis at 1800, low France 980, expected Sweden 978 by 1800 Thursday. Atlantic low 998, moving steadily east, expected 250 miles west of Trafalgar 998 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in North Utsira, backing northwesterly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Utsira, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 to 7. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, north 5 to 7, backing northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 or 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Fisher. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Dover and White, veering north or northeast 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3 in south. Showers, good. Trafalgar, southwest Fitzroy, northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 4 or less, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Showers, thundery rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Northeast Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, north 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, north backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Fair Isle and later in Hebrides and Bailey. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain, showers turning into snow. Good, occasionally very poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north northeast 6, 22 miles, 1004, rising. Stornoway, north by west 4, recent rain, 5 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north 5, 27 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, north 5, 12 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Aberdeen, north by west 4, 16 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Lucas, north 2, 27 miles, 1001, rising. Boomer, north 5, recent rain, 9 miles, 998, rising. Bridlington, north by east 6, 992, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 6, 11 miles, 987. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 11 miles, 990. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 992, rising quickly. Jersey, northwest by north 4, Recent rain, 16 miles, 994, rising quickly. Channel light vessel automatic, north by west 5, 995. Scilly automatic, north 4, 13 miles, 1000, rising. Milford Haven, north 3, 19 miles, 998, rising. Aberporth, north by west 5, 16 miles, 997, rising. Valley, north by east 4, recent rain, 16 miles, 998, rising. Liverpool Crosby, north by east 4, more than 38 miles, 997, rising. Valencia, northeast by north 3, slight showers, 13 miles, 1005, rising. Ronaldsway, north by east 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 999, rising. Malin Head, northeast by north 6, recent rain, 11 miles, 1003, rising. Macrihanish automatic, north-northeast 4, 32 miles, 1002, rising. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 yesterday, Wednesday, the 9th of October. The general situation, a strong northwesterly showery flow will affect the coastal waters as a ridge builds east over the southern UK on Thursday, easing the winds and showers there. An Atlantic low will then move east across northern Scotland on Friday, bringing further strong winds and showers to northern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west 5 to 7, veering northwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north 5 to 7, backing west 4 to 6, then southwest 5 or 6 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north 5 to 7, backing west 4 to 6. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 4 or 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Showers, fair later, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east, veering northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4. Showers, fair later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 4 or 5, veering north or northeast 3 or 4. Showers, fair later, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, north 4 to 6, veering northeast 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north 4 to 6, backing northwest 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 or 4. Showers, good. Isle of Man, north 4 to 6, soon decreasing 3 or 4, backing northwest later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north 4 to 6, backing west or northwest 4 or 5. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly 4 to 6, backing northwesterly 3 or 4, then westerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north 5 or 6, backing northwest 3 to 5, then west 5 or 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north 5 or 6, backing northwest 4 or 5, then west 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north, 6 or 7, backing northwest, 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's it from Radio 4 for another day. We'll be handing over to the BBC World Service shortly. Business Matters is about to get underway tonight. They're looking at how businesses in Florida are preparing for Hurricane Milton. Radio 4 is back at 5:20. Jane Steele will be here to kick off Thursday. Niall Rogers is on This Cultural Life at 11 tomorrow morning. And, of course, there's a big couple of days coming up for the Archers. Tomorrow, it's Judgment Day for George at 7 o'clock. Then on Friday, the launch of the Archers podcast, presented by superfan Emma Freud, going behind the scenes and inside the issues. You can get that every Friday evening at 7:15 on BBC Sounds. We hope you'll have time to enjoy some of those highlights with us. But for now, from all of us here at BBC Radio 4, this is Richard Evans of Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States and Japan, and we're going to spend a lot of time bringing you the latest from Florida as Hurricane Milton approaches. It's expected to cause huge damage, so how will people rebuild their lives and businesses?
It's almost impossible to overstate how much of an economic headwind it is right now in Florida with rising insurance rates. This storm will only make it worse.
And we're going to hear from the head of the union negotiating with Boeing as talks between both sides break down.
I get concerned if the company doesn't acknowledge that the only way out of their troubles, their struggles, is with the IAM. You know, we're the ones that build the airplanes. We're the ones that deliver the airplanes and bring the profit. Without us, there is no Boeing.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, let's go and get the very latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Tropical storm force winds are lashing the west coast of the US state of Florida as Hurricane Milton approaches. Forecasters say it's still not certain where the centre of the storm will come ashore, but the entire Tampa Bay region and points south are at great risk. Officials said the time to evacuate had now passed. Gordon Carrera in Tampa has this report.
Tampa is bracing itself for Milton's arrival. At least half the city's residents have now left. Only some parts are covered by mandatory evacuation orders, and these are largely the lower-lying parts, closer to the water. The city has been urgently trying to clear the debris from Hurricane Helene 2 weeks ago, but time has now run out as heavy rain beats down. Emergency responders will themselves be hunkered down tonight, and their priority is being ready to move out fast in the aftermath to focus on rescue and recovery.
Israel's defense minister has said his country's retaliation against Iran for its missile attack earlier this month will be lethal, precise and surprising. The comments by Yoav Gallant follow a long-awaited phone call between President Biden and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. John Donison reports from Jerusalem.
Today's phone call comes as America tries to encourage restraint when Israel inevitably responds to last week's Iranian ballistic missile attack. And all the while, Israel's wars on two fronts go on. In the small town of Kiryat Shemona in the far north, two people were killed by Hezbollah rockets fired from Lebanon. They're the first Israeli civilians to die since the conflict dramatically escalated 12 days ago. In Gaza, Palestinian health officials said at least 60 people were killed in Israeli strikes today.
The UN Human Rights Council has voted to extend its investigation into alleged abuses in Sudan, where civil war has displaced 10 million people